You're listening to an SBS News podcast.
Primary Ethics is an independent, not-for-profit organisation and provides ethics classes for school students across New South Wales. Classes are impartially run by volunteers and the program has been implemented in hundreds of schools. Facilitator Faiza Tunjai became involved with Primary Ethics when she started volunteering as an ethics teacher at her son's school. She's speaking here to SBS News' Jennifer Shearer.
Faiza Tunjai, thank you so much for joining me to talk about your role as a volunteer ethics teacher at Primary Ethics. So can you tell me, what is the purpose of Primary Ethics in New South Wales schools?
So Primary Ethics is a not-for-profit organisation. It's an independent organisation who organises ethics lessons in New South Wales public schools. And the purpose is to give the students an option in critical thinking, ethical reasoning and respectful discussions.
And what's part of the curriculum?
It is a wide range of topics that are involved in the curriculum. It is written by experts in philosophy and education, and it is age-appropriate. We have various topics. It starts from kindergarten until year six in primary school. There are topics like empathy, fairness, we talk about, is lying ever okay? We talk about boasting, bragging or sharing. With older ages, we talk about jumping to conclusions, voting. We talk about AI, interacting with AI. So there is a wide range of topics.
What's your role here as an ethics teacher?
We do not teach anything per se, but we facilitate impartial discussions. We sit in a circle with the students and we read them stories. We ask them lots and lots of questions, which are all scripted, fully scripted. We do not invent our questions. So we listen to them and we encourage them to give their reasons for why they think what they think and have respectful discussions with one another.
Do you also challenge children's responses? How do you engage if a response perhaps isn't particularly ethical or empathetic?
First, we are looking at if they have answered the question itself, if they have given their reason, and we encourage different opinions. We ask, what do others think? So we ask the other students to maybe disagree and give other reasons. And if we do not hear, diverse opinions, we encourage them to imagine other situations, like someone else saying the opposite, and imagine what their reasons might be for saying that.
And what are the main things that you think students take away from these classes?
They build skills in critical thinking, collaborative thinking, because they think for themselves but they do it with other students, with their peers. They take away the notion that there are diverse opinions, there are diverse backgrounds. They learn how to disagree respectfully, as we say it. They learn how to listen, actively.
And what does Primary Ethics teach kids about empathy?
When they were in year one, we start with listening and listening others and trying to figure out how they feel. Then we move on to observing. We do observing exercise kind of activities. So they look at each other and try to figure out how others feel by looking at them. And then we move on to, we read a lot of different stories and scenarios. So we encourage them to imagine how that student perhaps feel in that certain situation. For example, for the year one students, we have a story. The child has a birthday party, and she has lots of her friends come to the party, and she has favourite cake, which is a strawberry cake. And so we show the pictures. How do you think she might be feeling right now? And then that child has a younger sibling, and because she's too young, he takes one of the gifts away and hides it. And we are trying to figure out how the younger kid feels, or how the kid who has her, the birthday party feel when she finds out when the gift is missing. So, yeah, we are looking at different examples and try to figure out how they feel about things in different situations. And we have the empathy topic again in stage two. And in, for example, it starts with, again, with a different scenario where we hear about a student who is in a sports, team, and she doesn't show up to the game. And we are trying to figure out how the, how her peers feel because she didn't show up. And then later in the story, we find out she didn't come because she lost her pet. And then we, hear different answers because the students now are building their empathy towards that girl who lost her pet. So it is by looking at things, putting ourselves in other people's situations and imagining.
Do you think this helps kids to become better peers to one another? Does it help to stop bullying, perhaps?
I think builds a resilience to peer pressure and makes the students more empathetic towards one another because they learn not to jump to conclusions, for example. I want to give you an example. In our ethics class, one of the ethics discussion rules is no put-downs. So children cannot make fun of another. We don't roll eyes. We value every opinion in the class. So when I was teaching my stage one class, when they were in year one, I'm still teaching the same group. So two of the students were from different backgrounds, and one of the kids were making fun of them. So we talked about our discussion rules and how we have ethical discussions with one another. And over the time, I observed that those children now work very well together and they respect one another. I think that's a very good, for me, a positive observation that how it helps students.
How valuable do you think these classes are for children?
It is so valuable to see them together. Because in an ethics class, it's open to everyone. Anyone can join an ethics class. And I think it reflects the Australian society. Having a multicultural, diverse backgrounds in the same room, discussing these important questions together, respectfully. I think that's a very important thing to build. I think ethics classes help the students to learn nuanced thinking, like there is a grey in the world, not just black and white, and actually less black and white, more grey. one of the topics we did this year is lying okay? And It starts with a story. We all know the shepherd who called wolf. And when we discuss that story, everyone is, no, lying is never okay. And then later in the topic, there are other situations. For example, we discuss, okay, your best friend bought you a gift with her own money, thinking that you would really like it. And when she presents it to you, you find out that you don't actually like it. Of course, it is about children. I'm just giving an example. Because the stories are always about children or animals. It is fables, so the stories that they can relate to. So they find out they don't really like the gift. Do they say that they don't like it? Or do they say that they like it just because their best friend gave it to them? So, and at the end of the topic, we bring all the scenarios we talked about, and we put it in kind of scale. Here is the okay, here is the not okay. So where do you put it in that scale? And they take the scenarios again, think about them, and they decide where they put it. And they usually end up putting it all in the middle because there are more grays than black and white. I think the younger we start learning about these skills, the more we practice in life. And it becomes a habit that, you know, children, when they're making their decisions, they think it through. And they look for reasons for why they think certain situations. The more empathetic we become, the more we use them, the more we listen to one another, because you learn not to make a decision in a whim. You take a process, kind of. You adopt a process. So I think those skills are very important. It is a thought process.